chance now on Jonathan Tah. Here's Depay. He's got support. Wijnaldum bursting his into the penalty area and finding the back of the net. The finishing touch on a wonderful night for the Dutch.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Here he is. He's in the studio, which is a shock to everyone. And then he nearly refused to shake hands with me.
He's worried. The great man's sitting right next to you. Better introduce him.
Oh, it's Phil Moss.
As you would know, Jimmy, coming from an elite sporting background, that if you turn up with a little bit of an itch in the throat for training on training day, you're not allowed to shake anyone's hand.
Quarantine.
No handshake. So I was just checking because I came in and you were gargling.
Salty water. We'll just clarify that.
We'll just leave it right there. Yeah. Now, I've got a question for you. I've got a question for you, Jimmy.
Oh, here we go.
And Ray's going to be the
adjudicator. Oh, yeah, that's balanced, unbiased.
I said to Penny this morning, woke up early, and she said, you kind of haven't got an excuse not to go in this morning, have you?
Come on, Penny.
I'm on Jimmy's
my
side.
New
She's
favorite.
On Team
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I said to her, I can't remember the last time Bulldog Richie or Zorba came in or one of the racing guests.
I'm the only one.
I feel like I'm being victimised here.
It's a very, very
James?
Good point.
Being shamed into coming in.
Well, what do you got for me?
Do you want me to be brutally honest with you?
Let's get on to the football.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. All right.
That's a very good point. As our good friend would normally, he hasn't got it. Doesn't matter. But
no,
good point.
Well,
Phil.
We can get to that, Ray, and we'll do that in the ad break.
It's unlike you and I to be on the same page, Ray, isn't
exactly.
it?
Oh yeah, what a shock! Bulgaria 0, England 4, and we saw the score run on. We said, "How many Harry get?" Yeah. I said, "I reckon he got 2." I was wrong.
Well, he got 3 and had one ruled out for offside.
Oh, really?
Early on, and it was offside. It was the right decision, but yeah, look. It's almost a running joke, isn't it, on the weekly show where we tip Harry Kane as the first goal scorer. But he's two penalties, but they were fantastically dispatched with real conviction. And the goal he took was very well taken. He's just, honestly, he's just a born goal scorer. Mm. You
he's
just
in the
know.
Right spot, isn't
that's
he?
It.
So often.
If his teams at Spurs or England get the ball anywhere in the vicinity, you just know he's going to be there or thereabouts.
Massive game was the Netherlands versus Germany in Hamburg. Netherlands have won 4-2. Is that an upset, Phil?
I think it is. Yeah, well,
in Germany,
particularly in Germany, at Volkspark Stadion. Toni Kroos had Germany back on level terms at 2-2 with a penalty. No surprise to us, Ray. It was a Liverpool man who, Wijnaldum, got the assist to put his team...
Is our man Jimmy listening to this, Phil?
I think he switched off. I don't know. Are those headphones working, Jimmy?
No, not when you talk Liverpool.
But no, Wijnaldum laid on the assist for Mullen, who had a fantastic debut for the Netherlands, and then grabbed the goal that put them 4-2, an unassailable lead in the injury time, 91st minute, I think it was. But... that's a big result. You've got Northern Ireland, who are top of Group C, 12 points from 12. They host Germany on Tuesday morning, I think it is our time, and the Netherlands travel to Estonia. Now, so Northern Ireland are 12 points from 12, Germany 9 points from 12, Netherlands 6 from 9 with games in hand. So it's a really interesting group C, starting to build there. Yeah. But Northern Ireland, top of the group, host Germany Tuesday morning. That should be an absolute cracker.
And what about you? Is your multi still alive? I think first leg up?
Yeah, first leg up. Portugal getting over the top of Serbia away from home. Ronaldo on the score sheet there. So we've got the first of three legs. The other ones we want is Italy to get over the top of Finland away and Sweden to get over Norway in the early hours of tomorrow morning.
Sweden $1.90, Italy $1.70 in that one. Now, Watford have sacked Javi Gracia.
Didn't waste any time.
Right, so that's the first manager gone after four games. But here's the thing. Do you feel like discussions may have been taking place beforehand? Because he's been replaced within half an hour.
30 minutes. So it's less about the change in manager here. And you do feel for Javi Gracia. Obviously, bottom of the table after four games. He took them to 11th in the FA Cup final last season. And they've turned to Kike Sanchez Flores, who managed Watford back in 2015-16, if you remember. And he took them to mid-table in an FA Cup semi-final. But that's their 11th manager in 8 years at Watford. And the other point is...
Got the full confidence of the board. That goes down well there for the manager.
The other point is that 30-minute window between sacking the manager and appointing the new one. I mean, that's a whole discussion point in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not good. And where's the transparency? I know things have to go on behind the scenes, but the transparency for a manager who took him to 11th in the FA Cup final last season, that's not that long ago.
What about letting him walk with a little bit of dignity? Give him a day or two before you make the announcement. Give the guy some dignity.
And the captain, his name escapes me at the moment, but the captain came out 48 hours ago and said the dressing room wants Garcia to get some time to turn things around after the FIFA break. 48 hours later, the guillotine swings.
The captain might be on shaky ground. Any update on the soccer? What's the latest there?
Yeah, a lot of things happening around that. Obviously, Aaron Moy and Matty Ryan talking up their club partnership as well as the national team partnership. They went through Westfield Sports High, which we know is a very fertile breeding ground for wonderful athletes in all sports, but particularly football. So they're together at Brighton. Adam Taggart, there's a lot of talk around, is he... The go-to. Yeah. I'm not going to put him in the Timmy Cahill bracket, but someone has to replace.
How do you rate
Timmy Cahill? Look, I've always thought when his head's in the right place and his body's in the right place, he's a wonderful player. He can score goals from different areas inside the box and outside the box. He makes fantastic runs. You always know that if you've got a creative number 10 on the ball facing forward in the top third, Adam Taggart will make the right run. It's just a matter of executing the final pass.
Have we got that creative 10?
Yeah, I think we do with the likes of Aaron Moy, Tommy Rogic, who's not in this squad, but we do have that in the national team. Have we got enough to get past Kuwait? We bloody well better have. And the way Graham Arnold coaches his teams is to get the ball into those danger areas quickly and have numbers in the box. Taggart, I've got no doubt, will start this game. He's on fire in Korea, scoring at will for Suwon. So I think he will... find the back of the net for the Socceroos in a Socceroos win on Wednesday morning, I think it is.
Would Adam Taggart be a good foil for Mark Viduka?
Play them together as a two-pronged strike force.
He was a most unusual striker, wasn't he, Mark Viduka? Like, he used to have his back to the goal all the time and trap and lay off for players running through.
Yeah, well, the thing I always feel for Mark Viduka in... The era that he played for the Socceroos, we generally played with one striker.
Yeah.
And it was very... So when you play as that one striker, you really do need to be that platform for midfielders to run off you.
Right. So he could have played a different role.
Predominantly, you are facing back to goal.
Okay.
But for his club teams, he scored at will. And most club teams he played in, it was a two-pronged strike force.
Right.
I'm kind of agreeing with you, Jimmy.
Look at us getting deep into football. That's good,
isn't it? What happens when Phil comes in. You can
Look, it's the quality that goes through the roof. And heaven knows this program needs it, Mossy.
Well, mate, if you keep sending Penny a bottle of champagne every Sunday night, you never know.
Fantastic.
The following week.
What are you offering? Oh, anyway, Kuwait v Australia, $9 Kuwait, $5 the draw, and the Socceroos at $1.32. Sydney FC, can you goal keep?
No, right. I can't. I'm never good with the hands, but unless it was a throw-in.
Right.
You're a bit worried.
Jimmy.
Rabbit the headlights there.
Well, we had a couple issues today.
We're going to get another mention, but anyway. They got no goal. Well, what, Ray? Anyway. Never good with the hands unless I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Anyone who has got
a CV that's got goalkeeping on it should submit it straight away to Stevie Corriker.
Well,
right?
Here's an issue for you.
Yeah.
The FIFA window that we had last season is now being abolished in the A-League for this coming season. It was done by a combination of FFA club chairman and CEOs.
Yes.
Coaches, to the best of my knowledge, and I have asked them this, had no knowledge that it was going to be scrapped. So we play through FIFA windows. Mm. Round one, October 11, I think, Sydney FC kick off against Adelaide. There's a Socceroos game and an Oli Roos game. Now, Sydney FC have Andrew Redmayne and Thomas Hewitt-Bell in the
both
Socceroos.
Away, yeah.
Now, they haven't been selected yet, but Redmayne's away with the Socceroos at the moment. And Hewitt-Bell is away with the Oli Roos. So There's only two. Well, there's two options. They don't get selected, but with Danny Vukovic out with an ACL, Redmayne's almost a dead certainty to be in the Socceroos. Hugh Bell's doing well in the Oliroos. The Socceroos play October 10 down in Canberra against Nepal. Sydney FC play away to Adelaide on October 11. So Stevie Corrigan may have to fly Redmayne first thing on October 11 to Adelaide, straight to Adelaide for the game from Canberra. But without that, he's going to have to sign a state league goalkeeper and
for a one-off game almost.
For a one-off game.
Yeah. Oh, Rocky Balboa. Come on down. How good would that be?
One hit wonder.
Yeah, keep a clean sheet and away you go. News on the movie out of it.
Exactly, yeah. The Lowy family got some news there.
Yeah,
too,
they've sold out of football officially now. They sold their last 10% that they had in Sydney FC to David Traktovenko and Scott Barlow, the Traktovenko family. So they now own, I think, 98% of Sydney FC. They've been wonderful, wonderful owners, the Traktovenko family. And the Lowys, we all know what they've put into football. So, you know, I guess on their journey out the door officially, we pay tribute to them for what they've done for Sydney FC
and for Australian football.
Mm. No doubt.
It's been absolutely wonderful. But, if you want to model ownership family for a football club, look no further than the Traktovenkos. They are brilliant.
Yeah, terrific. Fantastic. Yeah. Good on you, Mossy. We do appreciate you coming in, by the way. And next time you come in, is there any chance you could get a RT and a JS pair of tracksuit pants for us? Look at this. We've got the little PM.
Phil Moss, tracksuit.
Only good after midday.
But I'll do that for you as long as next time I'm in the studio. It's a party atmosphere with Zorba and Bulldog Richie.
You've got a very good point, Jim.
Fair enough. That is. I'll tell you what, Zorba, dude, no worries. Remember he came in? What did he come in for before
when I was
the Origin
away.
Game? Yeah, absolutely. He did it.
Because I can't imagine I've got an extra zero on my paycheck than what they've got.
No, you haven't. 1353 53 is the open line number. We're going to take a break. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you guys.
We do appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Phil.